The views and opinions of shows on KCNR are those of the hosts, guests, and callers only, and do not necessarily reflect those of the staff, management, or advertisers of KCNR Radio. Broadcasting from the KCNR studio, sponsored by Wind River Resort and Casino. Now, here is Carl and Linda Bott. This is Free Fire Radio.
Good morning and welcome to Free Fire Radio here in the studios of KCNR, 96.5 FM and 1460 AM. Your talk radio with Carl Bott and Trish Clark.
Good morning.
Yes. I know. Don't get your hopes up. This is the one for right now. But Trish has come back. She's never left. You never left.
Never left. In spirit, I've always been here.
You've always been here. And, the 5th of March, 7:05 in the morning news, top of the hour is always brought to you by Shasta Regional Medical Center. Caring Compassion Community. Shasta Regional Medical Center. And Ben, this is Trish Clark. You've never met Ben. He's one of our producers now.
Good morning, Ben.
Good morning.
And did you take your hat off when you said that? Okay. Yep, he did. National Day today, buddy.
There's not really any good ones. National Slam the Scam Day.
Slam the Scam Day, okay. Well, I can go with that. Let me see here. Sunny with a high near 66 with wind gusts today as high as 21 miles per hour and a low tonight around 42. Tomorrow, sunny with a high near 70 and wind gusts could be as high as 26. Saturday, sunny with a high near 79. Sunday, 78. Monday, 76. Monday night starts getting a little partly cloudy, but Tuesday, partly cloudy. And Wednesday, sunny. And it's going to be in the mid to low 70s those days. So I don't see anything in here about rain.
It doesn't look like it, and it's almost like it's going to be summer.
Uh-huh. Not yet, please.
No, not yet. The yard is not ready.
I'm not ready. The weather report's always brought to you by Shasta Gas Propane. Shasta Gas Propane, a family-owned business out of Anderson, locally owned, locally operated, a veteran-owned business that gives discounts for seniors and veterans. Just great people doing outstanding service for their customers, the Kenny family. You can reach them at 530-365-3793. Okay, Trish.
Carl.
What? I'm kind of turn you loose a little bit this morning. And what are some of the things that you've been observing over the last few weeks that you want to talk about?
Well,
it could be local, national, worldly, whatever.
You know, I have to admit that the world in its present state is kind of turmoil for me. And I have to admit that I'm not watching the news. I'm not absorbing all of it. Uh-huh. I really kind of have walked away and been concentrating more on what I can do in my own life and actually make a difference, because I kind of feel, I think a lot of people are at this point, that things are so messed up at the local level, the state level, the federal level, in the world in general, that there isn't a whole lot we can do about it. And so I've kind of tucked in. I've had a lot going on in my own personal life. You know, as all of you know, I've run the Frontier Senior Center in Anderson for 30 years. Can you believe that? We're coming up on our 30-year anniversary from when we opened up.
Wow.
And in the 1st of December, I actually had my manager that had been there for 19 years, had a stroke. And I ended up actually having to go to work. I'm here to tell you that I haven't done that. I mean, I haven't done a 9-to-5 gig since the 70s,
uh-huh.
where you actually go someplace and stay all day, and they expect you to be there and work. And I've not done that in a long time.
So how is that?
Well,
is it scary?
Well, it was scary, but I also learned a lot about that. I've been operating this Frontier Senior Center from the top, and you know, coming in and out and doing a few things, but not ever day to day minutia. So figuring out the cleaning process, all of those different things, the contracts we have. And also learning that a 30-year-old building has a lot of issues.
Like a new roof.
Well, not the least of which is a new roof to the tune of...
And we're going
to
talk about that.
$100,000.
Okay. Wow.
Yeah. It's a big one.
It's a 10,000
square foot
putting plastic
flat
over
roof.
It?
No, the tarp.
Is it flat?
Flat roof. Major problem.
They've got a... So they can't just do that.
There's
that
all
stuff
kinds
you see,
of things.
You know that stuff you see advertised on TV where the guy uses it and he builds a boat out of it, and, and you can take it and you can slap it on a water pouring out of something, slap it on, it stops. You can't just buy several hundred gallons and roll that out.
Well, actually, there are so many different processes, and I'm learning again, getting an education about a roof that I didn't know. If you're going to build a fence, it's pretty easy. Roof, there's so many, a flat roof, there are so many different processes that they can do. There's a spray-on thing, there's a roll-on thing, there's a plastic thing, there's shingles, there's tar, there's and they all bid different, so I don't know what kind of a roof we're going to put on at this point.
It just seems like a flat roof. Now, you got a shingled roof, I understand that, but a flat roof, As long as there's no damage, like damage to struts or supports there, is it just leaking? Is that what it is?
It is.
It seems like you could put a filler over it, and that would work. On the other hand, in our back room over there next to the air, they put the air conditioning in. Every time it rained, it would leak.
Mm-hmm.
And they went up there two or three times with something. Never worked. And we just kept leaking. So it must be a little bit harder than it looks.
Well, and the issue, of course, is that you can have a leak and if it has to be flat, as I understand it, and it has to be leveled so that it doesn't have standing water. We have, the skylight things. That's where the problems have been about the leaks. But then we also have a collection of like 7, 8 air conditioners on top of the building.
Yep.
We've got all of this other stuff, swamp cooler. I mean, it's a complicated thing.
Yeah, it's not just painting some kind of plastic surface over it.
No.
Well, on my boat, I went through, take it out, never had, it was watertight, in my cabin there in the salon. And one time in San Diego, it rained like for 2 weeks. And I'm sitting in a salon one day, and I look up, and a little drop of water is coming down through the, in the corner there. Mm-hmm. And the hard thing about water is this. Water could be pooling someplace else, and it goes the easiest place, and it gets down to a spot that can get in. So then I had to figure out, should I... how do you find this and how much am I going to spend on that? So instead I deployed to Iraq and left it there. I thought, that I could put a little caulk in there and maybe, but then so it would come in someplace else. But then I went to Iraq instead. It was easier to try and figure out.
Well, we're going to solve this problem. I haven't exactly figured out. The fundraiser will be the start of it, and
we're going to talk about that when we get back. Hey, this portion of the show is brought to you by Redding Electric Utility. Think about purchasing an electric vehicle. Redding Electric Utility has rebates available that can help offset the cost of your vehicle and charging station. Visit cityofredding.org/EV for more information about local, state, and federal rebates available. And I'll be right back with Trish Clark.
Hi, I'm Dr. Maria Salas, owner of HealthWise Chiropractic. My focus is to help people feel better, look better, and take control of their health with a simple, life-changing plan. It starts with smarter eating choices and adding the right amount of protein to support gut health and reduce inflammation. You'll also receive weekly accountability coaching, a free guide, and a complimentary consultation with me, Dr. Maria Salas. Ready to feel your best? Call or text 530-227-3984.
Premier Oil Change is celebrating 20 years of our friendly oil changes. A lot has changed in 20 years, but our commitment to fast, friendly, excellent service has remained the same. To celebrate our 20th birthday, we're offering $20 off any oil change. All you have to do is go to our website at premieroilchange.com and receive your gift. In Reading, check out our new location at 905 East Cypress. Discount also available at our Lake Boulevard, Anderson, and Palace Eagle locations.
Premier, your friendly oil change. Premier, your friendly oil change.
Open now at Turtle Bay Museum, Thomas D. Mangelson, A Life in the Wild, featuring 40 of the legendary wildlife photographer's most powerful images captured in the wild. These iconic once-in-a-lifetime moments include polar bears dancing on Arctic ice, these salmon leaping straight into the jaws of a massive brown bear, landscapes from all seven continents, and much more. The A Life in the Wild tour is produced by David J. Wagner, LLC, and is on display at Turtle Bay Museum now through May 3rd. Learn more at turtlebay.org.
The property insurance crisis in California is starting to affect the business insurance property also. 200 to 300% rate increases in business property rates or not writing business insurance at all are becoming the norm. At Siskiyou Insurance, we have over 100 years experience in writing business insurance in the North State. We can help. We live here and care about our community and want to make sure that you keep your business with a local agent that knows our town and supports it every day. And we'll get you the best deal we can. Call Curtis Byron at Siskiyou Insurance Services, 530-224-2345 or 1-800-773-2345. Siskiyou Insurance, 530-224-2345 or 1-800-773-2345.
Alan Gordon, Coachmaster Collision. Although Coachmaster is recognized as the authority and specialist in frame and suspension, we are primarily your auto body and truck collision repair center. This includes all vehicles, Lexus, Honda, or pickup trucks. Our technicians are highly trained and have the most advanced equipment to ensure a complete and quality repair. With our knowledge and the insurance claim process, all we need is your claim number to handle your claim. Coachmaster has a great working relationship with all insurance companies. This ensures a complete repair with quality parts and a delay-free process. At Coachmaster, in our 50 years in business, we've experienced almost every situation imaginable in a claim. This experience and personal dedication to the repair of your vehicle sets Coachmaster apart from all other choices. And yes, if we can't fix it, no one can.
Learn more online at CoachmasterAutobody.com.
Welcome back to Free Fire Radio here in the studios at KCNR 96.5 FM and 1460 AM, your talk radio, with Carl. Oh, Carl Bott and Trish Clark. The gang is back together.
And Thursday mornings just haven't been the same.
They haven't been. You know what, for months.
I think about it.
Months afterward, people, when's Trish coming back? When she, I said, Trish is, you know, Trish is fine, you know. So, but anyway.
I had a rough go over there for a little while with my back and what
I didn't
have
I didn't feel like telling people you're having health problems or whatever.
Exactly.
But you have really bounced back. I'm so happy to see that.
Yeah, I am. Doing really well.
Oh, and Linda sends her love.
I appreciate that.
And, okay, so let's talk about this big fundraiser you got going next Saturday, a week from Saturday.
A week from Saturday, March 14th.
Right.
Doors open at 4 o'clock. Dinner served at 6 p.m. We're going to – the Anderson Rotary is catering the dinner, a chicken Alfredo, asparagus, a salad, and a roll.
Okay.
Then we have a dessert auction that's going to be the Enterprise Culinary School.
Oh, yeah. And they are
– award-winning.
They have a national award-winning chefs in there.
And they're doing the desserts for our dessert auction.
Okay.
And then we'll have raffles, drawings for all kinds of things, guns, baskets. We've got some meat packages. Great raffle and auction prizes.
Okay. And this is going to be at –
at the Frontier Senior Center in Anderson.
Okay.
And you can go online. You can go to our webpage. and buy tickets, or you can call down at the senior center and get them online, you know, through the
sure.
manager.
Tickets are very reasonable. $40.
$40 for a ticket. $300 for a table. That's a table of eight.
So you save
free bottle of wine. You save $20.
Save $20. Now, why are you having the fundraiser? This isn't just a general fundraiser.
No, this is to re-roof the Frontier Senior Center. We like, you know, with the storms coming in and my presence there. I mean, I was there a lot more than I generally was. I found a lot of things that are going on at this senior center, the 30-year-old building.
Yeah.
Not the least of which is the dishwasher, commercial dishwashing system. They can't get parts for it anymore. 30 years old. It's kind of, he's putting it together and saying, I don't know how much longer I can keep this running. The refrigerator, commercial refrigerator, because we have a big commercial kitchen there that's available for rental for, you know, kinds of functions. Beautiful wedding setting,
fact,
all those things.
If people have got some kind of food-related business, they can rent your kitchen.
Absolutely.
And, you know, to, you know, whatever that food-related business is, because it meets all the requirements.
Exactly, and it's commercially registered kitchen. But anyway, the refrigerator is leaking the whatever they put in it, and that needs to be refrigerator needs to be replaced. All of that, but at the same time, I'm sitting one day with my son. He's teaching me how to get into a Zoom meeting for our genealogy class, and I get a drop on my head. and I'm like, okay, what's going on here? And so that was the start of, oh my gosh, I got a leaky roof, and when we started looking into that. It's a big deal. It's going to cost, I'm thinking, right around $100,000 to replace that roof.
And this is a flat roof, but like you said, you've
10, got 10,000 square feet.
10,000 square feet. And my idea was to use that stuff you see on TV that they make a boat out of.
Well.
You know, but it's a lot, you know, that's, it's, I was being kind of, you know.
Many different processes, and we don't know what we're going to do yet.
And you've got a bunch of HVAC systems on the top and all this, all of which could.
All of which are also 30 years old, I might remind. We just replaced one of those last year for $23,000, and I've got six more that are about the same age as that.
Can you get insurance on your building that takes care of, you know, like at homeowners insurance? They probably don't have that.
Well, we have insurance, but this is just wear and tear.
Yeah.
It isn't. I wish it had rained hard enough. You guys got the really downpour hard rain. Yeah. We didn't get that much there. And bottom line, it's an old roof and it needs to be replaced.
Sure.
I'm not sure how old that roof actually is because we moved in there in 30 years ago. We replaced one end of it that needed to be fixed in 1998. And it's not as bad as the rest of it. We're going to go ahead and do the whole thing. But that was the old Hayes Pump building. And it had been there for a long time before that, so I'm not sure how old that roof is.
Well, and the thing is, I didn't ask you this before, but you've got a lot of people using the Frontier Senior Center.
Oh, absolutely. You know, that's the thing.
And that's surprising about how many people you cycle through there.
Oh, absolutely. We've got stuff going on, and it's getting better all the time. One of the things that I was amazed and I realized after working there is how few people actually know the Frontier Senior Center exists. And I was amazed by that. I actually had a county meeting in there in November.
Mm-hmm.
They were doing going around doing a survey of the community about where their five-year plan or something. So I let them host it there. And we had about 60, 70 people in the room that were from the South County, all around, you know.
Yeah.
And at the end of the county's presentation, I asked them, how many people had ever been in the Frontier Senior Center before? About 10 people raised their hand.
Wow.
And then I asked them, how many of you didn't even know that the Frontier Senior Center was here? Over half the room. And I went, wow, we are not getting the word out.
Getting the word out. Well, we'll help with that if you'd like. But here's the thing is, it's not just the area where you have your breakfast. And by the way, the first Sunday of each month, they put on a wonderful breakfast, and it's what, $10?
$10.
$10, and it's pancakes, eggs, sausage, bacon, orange juice, or you can have biscuits and gravy, any of that.
Yeah, French toast, and no bacon. No bacon.
Oh, no bacon.
No bacon.
But sausage.
Yes.
And it's pleasant, and come on down there with your friends, and if you don't, if you just go in there by yourself, sit with people, because everybody's friendly there. But your library area there, which is, do people, I mean, you've got big rooms.
Oh, we do. There. We have the big assembly room with the wooden dance floor, best dance floor in the area.
Yeah.
They do dances in there every Tuesday night, and then we have line dancing during the week and exercise programs. We have computer classes.
Genealogy class.
Genealogy class, yes, in the computer room, and also another education, how to use your iPad, iPhone, blah, blah, blah. We have those classes.
I'm going to send Linda down there.
Yeah. She's picked this gal really good.
How much does it cost for those?
These are all donation. Everything we do is by donation.
So it's
based on what you can afford to do.
Yeah.
That, and we've done that from the very beginning at the senior center. I want to remind everybody that we're not like the other senior centers because we have no government involvement.
Yeah.
This is owned outright by the seniors, by a nonprofit organization, owned and operated by seniors. We run a thrift store, ETC thrift store, over on East Center Street in Anderson. All the donations and all the revenue from that operation, all run by volunteers, goes to support the Frontier Senior Center and the operational costs. So this whole operation, tons of volunteers, tons of people, one paid staff person, my manager. And I have a new manager now who is
really... Oh, I was wondering,
really,
did you get it?
I did. She's been there about a month.
I would have... looked at that, except you needed them all day.
Yeah, that's it. I mean, if you go out there at 8:30 in the morning, you can't leave till 4 because you're the only person there. And it was a challenge for sure.
Well, the and then the other thing we haven't even talked about, but when it's so hot outside, you're a cooling center for seniors.
Yes.
Not for just anybody, but for seniors. Same thing if it gets real cold.
Exactly. And we're also when the PG&E does the blackouts and what have you,
mm-hmm.
We also are a station where they set up for people to come in to get food, you know, charge their iPhones, get food, water.
PG&E does that?
PG&E sets up those, and we have a contract with PG&E during those times when they do the blackouts that they come and set up either inside our facility, sometimes outside, but people then can come and.
So if you wanted to have a party there, say a birthday party,
could
we rent the dance hall?
You can rent the dining room and the kitchen, or you can rent the big room and the kitchen, or you can just rent the kitchen or just the dining room. We can do conference meetings during the week. We have the library. We have a quilting room where we have quilters that come in 3 days a week. They make beautiful quilts, which they let us raffle some of those off. And then they also make quilts for people. If you have a top that you would like to have quilted or you want a quilt made, you can come in and talk to those gals, and they make the quilts for you. And they're absolutely beautiful.
I told somebody.
It's hand quilting.
Yeah. I told Scarlett Rose. I don't know if you know her or not, but she's in the Merchant Marine Association and all that. But she's a quilter. But when I first moved here, probably in the first 3 years, I met a young lady that, you know, quilted. And I said, can you make me a quilt out of my Harley Davidson shirts?
Mm-hmm.
And she had never done that, but she put her mind to it. And I gave her, I don't know, 20, 30 of these shirts I had from all over the world. They were just stacked. And she made a quilt out of it.
Yes.
From, you know, bringing back all these places I had been to and all that. Anywhere from Iraq to, Sturgis and everything, every place in between. And she made me a quilt. And I think I'm going to hand that. I got it next time I head down to New Mexico. I'm going to take it down there and give it to my daughter, and who can give it to one of the grandkids.
There you go.
But it's kind of a snapshot of places I'd been.
Well, okay. So the quilters down in Anderson.
And
made,
I'm sure they could do the same thing.
Well, they made a quilt for Chief Sheriff Johnson.
Yeah.
He wanted some. He had things from his career in the police force.
Yeah.
And he brought them into him. And they made a quilt for all of those things. It's absolutely gorgeous. I've pictures of it. They were online for a while on the webpage. But it's absolutely gorgeous. Sheriff Johnson met with when he was police chief in Anderson.
Yeah. But those are just things that can be done. And that all these different events and things that you put on, genealogy, like you said, learning how to use your iPad and your iPhones, and which, by the way, is not real easy. I mean, everybody can kind of basically do it, but to get the full use of these,
we don't
you
even
know little tricks.
We don't, and I'm not that techie. I get by. I mean, I can do all those things, But my new manager is a whiz at all of that, and she's doing so much good publicity and getting the word out. We're getting a lot of new people, like at the breakfast the last time.
Yeah.
We've got a lot of rentals going on, lots of space still. But, and we're less expensive, as I understand, than most places to rent. You've got the full service kitchen. You've got the, well, we've
sure
got an outside area for
yeah,
beautiful
yes,
weddings,
yes,
a beautiful
yeah.
garden out and back,
yeah.
which people are totally unaware of. But it, and it's available for rental during the week, mm-hmm. weekends. We don't displace senior activities because we are a senior center. But there's always room to fit other people in. We can have two or three. We can actually have two functions going on at one time using the dining room in one, and they close off nicely, and then you can have the other one. Lots of restrooms when I
big
put this thing
spaces.
Together. Oh, darn yeah. straight. There's no line at the ladies' room in the Frontier Senior Center.
That's because they've taken the men's bathroom, too. And for guys, you got a urinal outside in the garden arbor.
No, I'll throw in one thing. That I do not understand for the life of me why men do not flush the urinals. What's up with that?
They're trying to save water.
No.
If it's metal, let it yellow.
Yeah, no.
Or put the seats down.
Yeah. Well, no, there's several urinals.
Oh, yeah.
And then we have stalls in the men's room.
Well, maybe it's, you know, sometimes you'll hit that little lever there and you won't hit it right, and you know, you hit it and you walk
yeah,
away.
I guess. Yeah, whatever.
Anyway. Just saying that could be it. You know, some of us, you know, some people are not obsessed with it. They flush it and you look at it.
But you know, I'm really pushing it, and I know that there's a lot of functions going on, but it's real important that we get people to come to this fundraiser. You can call. I'll deliver the tickets to you. Call the Frontier Senior Center at 365-3254 or go online at frontierseniorcenter.com. All of it's on the web page. It's ready to go. We really need a good turnout for this. Get people down there and support this. Because not only do we serve seniors, a lot of seniors, we serve the whole community.
And just let me say this, too. You know, there's a lot of things going on this month. It's crazy. And I mean, somebody told me the other day that, you know, there's like 30 events going. They said over the weekend. I couldn't believe that, but maybe over the month. 30 events going on over the month, multiple ones on the same day on the weekends. So everybody is kind of like, wow.
Well, and unfortunately, it is the same kind of thing happens every month.
Yeah.
There's not enough weekends in the world to plan events.
But here's what you can do, and this is what we're going to do today. We're going to give a donation. Two, you can give donations, and you say, I can't be there, but I will donate. I'll donate a table, or I'll donate, you know, two tickets. And even if you're not there, and that's really going to help.
Absolutely. And the other thing we need are raffle prizes, drawing prizes. We need baskets and things like I just picked up from Kent's Meats, a 50-pound meat package.
Yeah.
As an auction item. We've got some marvelous carved bears.
It's gotten a little more expensive over the years.
Yeah, exactly. But when we'll have some guns in the auction, we've got all kinds of different things that will be auctioned off, some beautiful baskets. And if you feel like you have a business and you'd like to make a donation, I'll come pick up a basket or a donation or whatever.
And you get to talk to Trish. You can go online at frontierseniorcenter.com/upcoming events and get your tickets, but you can also probably donate from that same spot.
Yes, you can.
Okay. We're going to take a quick break, and we'll be right back.
I'm Tracy Edwards, CEO of the Reading Rancheria. I'd like to welcome everyone to come out for the annual Reading Rancheria Community Fund Wicked Themed Dinner, Friday, March 6th. Since its inception, the fund has given out over $4.6 million in support of our community. We'll be celebrating the wonderful organizations that we've been able to help, with a special bonus award being given out to an unsuspecting organization. It's an evening of prizes, awards, and music by Linda Bott and band. The annual Reading Rancheria Community Fund Wicked Themed Dinner, Friday, March 6th, is brought to you by this station and other proud sponsors.
Are you looking to take your business to the next level? Don't let staffing issues or HR red tape stop you from growing. The most successful businesses are those that have mastered their HR and staffing needs, and they have done it with O2 Employment Services. Finding qualified help is harder and more expensive than ever. HR regulations are getting more and more complex and confusing. For over 20 years, O2 has been providing the foundation successful businesses need to grow, assisting employers with their HR, payroll, workers' comp, benefits, and staffing. Partnering with O2 gives you the expertise you need to manage your business and employees. Outsourcing your HR and staffing is no longer a luxury. It's a necessity for successful businesses, and it is more affordable than you think. Let O2 show you how we can help you reduce your HR complexities, hire the right talent, and get back to growing your business. Call O2 today at 530-223-4674 or visit us online at o2es.com.
As a thank you for your outstanding service, Wind River Resort and Casino would like to honor you with our Military Monday promotion. Every Monday from 8 a.m. to 8 p.m. to receive your dining discounts and free slot play. Active or retired military members can present their military ID at the River Club to be entered into this weekly promotion. For more details, download the Wind River app or visit windriver.com. Find your moment at Wind River Resort and Casino.
Planning a wedding? Celebrate the moment with a free dinner for two at O'Dell Craft Barbecue. With our slow-smoked brisket that melts in your mouth, even Texans say it's some of the best they've ever had. We cater events and weddings of all sizes, from intimate gatherings to receptions of 1,000 guests. We make delicious food and great service, so you can stay present with the people who matter. O'Dell Craft Barbecue, real wood, real fire, real flavor. Book your free tasting at ReddingBarbecue.com. Again, book your free tasting at ReddingBarbecue.com.
I'm Tracy Edwards, CEO of the Redding Rancheria. I'd like to welcome everyone to come out for the annual Redding Rancheria Community Fund Wicked Themed Dinner, Friday, March 6th. Since its inception, the fund has given out over $4.6 million in support of our community. We'll be celebrating the wonderful organizations that we've been able to help, with a special bonus award being given out to an unsuspecting organization. It's an evening of prizes, awards, and music by Linda Bott and band. The annual Redding Rancheria Community Fund Wicked Themed Dinner, Friday, March 6th, is brought to you by this station and other proud sponsors.
For over 50 years, House of Realty has provided experienced and effective advice to its real estate clients. Experts in residential, commercial, and investment property, we have the knowledge and tools to assist you with all of your real estate needs. Family owned and operated since 1965, we have been an active part of the Shasta County community for generations. Please call House of Realty today at 241-8300, a reputation for excellence since 1965.
Hey, welcome back to Free Fire Radio here in the studios of KCNR, 96.5 FM and 1460 AM. Your talk radio with Carl Bott and Trish Clark. Online at kcnrradio.com. And I'd like to talk a little bit about, our FM has been scratchy lately, so, and then it was off yesterday, and that wasn't us. That was, they had no power up on South Fork. They tried to run the generator and that wasn't working, but the PG&E got the power back on. So we've got a satellite specialist that we're getting with and a guy. We're thinking that our antenna, with all this hard weather we had, might have a little water in it. Yeah, they're hollow, and if they get water in it, that affects it. We had that happen before, and because it was installed with an upward tilt instead of a downward tilt.
How many times have you been up there?
Oh, gosh, I don't know, 6, 7, 8 times. This is not an easy ride.
No.
No, if it's working, because we can do a lot of the work from right here on the barracks and on the computers. So we can do a lot of the work here, but something like this, Pat went up yesterday, and we may go back up again today. We'll find out.
But
we've isolated what it is, and it's... So we think it could be the water, because it sounds like that's what it is. So we climb up the tower and take the antenna and just kind of loosen it just a little bit, the Yagi, and aim it down. You know, well, we push it down.
Drain it.
See if the water comes, if water comes out, we put it back up in the same position and, you know, crank it in, well, lower. And it's got to be on a specific, it's got to be pretty much on a specific plane there, because then you start interfering with other
because there's a whole bunch of stuff up there.
Oh, the sheriff's got all their antennas up there. The other stations have, a lot of other stations have their antennas up there. Yeah. And it's not an easy ride up there. I mean, it's not that it's that far, but it's a dirt, kind of a dirt road.
Yeah.
And I took the Red Rover up there one time. I had scratches on it. 12 years later, still scratches were there because, you know, going through brambles and everything. Parts of the road. Other parts of the road are better. None of it is downtown. Well, it could have been like Placer was. Remember how Placer was a few years ago? It wasn't quite as bad as Placer.
That was a long project. They'd get part of it done, and then they'd be down the road, and then they'd be back where they were, and then they'd...
Well, they tear it up again.
Exactly.
So, yeah. Well, somebody told me, like, when they had those terrible potholes on, not Twin View, but, oh gosh. Anyway, but people were complaining about it. So they'd go out there and they'd fill it, but it was, and then the weather had hit it, and then people driving over it, and you know, you'd have to almost close down a section of that road to do everything, and they were trying to patch the holes.
Yes.
But it just wasn't holding. But then they finally, when the weather cleared and all that, and they had some time, they could get out there.
Yeah.
Anyway, so the Iranian, you know, I see things that people write about what's going over in Iran. And, you know, one of them was, didn't Trump say no more wars?
Yeah.
Well, Iran, in my opinion, in just my opinion, they declared war on us in 1988, and they have not changed. Well, they have said they want to destroy our country.
Death to America.
Death to America, destroy Israel, you know, all of these things they do. And it's been going on, and they've been I think everybody agrees, they're the main sponsorship of terrorism. They run roughshod over their allies because their allies are afraid what they're going to do. And now they wanted the nuke. Well, we need nuclear power in our country. Well, the United States offered them all the fissionable material they needed to build, you know, power plants and all that. No, we're going to make our own. Well, there's nobody in their right mind, I think, believes that they don't want to make an atomic bomb, nuclear weapon. Yeah,
they've got how many pounds of the stuff already, and they've got the missiles, and who is not going to believe they're going to use
missiles.
Them?
They've got missiles that'll hit all the main cities in Israel, and then now they're attacking their adjoining Middle Eastern countries, and they're upset. And finally, Britain got upset because they came after one of their they attacked one of their places, one of their bases. But here's the thing: is they are not going to change. We have gone through Reagan, Bush, Clinton, Bush, Obama, Trump, Biden. Trump. They have never once, did I forget anybody? No. They've never once given in. They've never once backed off. Ever. And it's in their DNA of their leadership. And you really have to separate the leadership of Iran with Iranians. And I've met, you know, ones that, you know, that came to our country decades ago. Nicest people you're going to meet. But the thing is there, think of a nation, a leadership, because people eat them.
And they do.
And they kill 40,000 of them in the streets in a period of a month.
Yeah.
And they're just killing them. So what I've really looked at, and I went yesterday and watched like 30 minutes of reels, but it was of thousands and thousands and thousands of Iranians marching in support of what Trump is doing. Trump and his new Israelis are doing. And 200,000 in Munich, Germany marched. Thousands in L.A., you know, and all over. And what do you see? They're out there and they're playing YMCA. Now, I don't know why they were playing YMCA, but they were doing the Trump dance.
That identified with Trump.
You know, beautiful young women and men and older. They were all doing the Trump dances.
Yeah.
Whatever that is. But they were doing
An interesting sideline of that is I have an adopted daughter, Judy, that has been a part of my family, and I'm like an honorary grandma and what have you. They're local people from here. But he was career military, and they traveled all over. They have a daughter who is married to an Israeli, and she converted to Orthodox Jew many years ago, and they live in Israel, in Jerusalem. And Judy was over there because her daughter, Chana, just had twin boys. They have four little boys now. So Judy has been there. She went over 2 weeks before this all started for the birth of the twin babies. And the day she was supposed to fly out was when this started.
Wow.
So I've been getting emails from her and texts from her about what's happening there. And I don't think we understand the Israeli people. She will tell us about 5-6 times during the day, where 90 seconds to get everybody down into the bomb shelter.
Mm-hmm.
And that's not what they call it. They call it something else. But anyway, they got to get down there. Then they're back up. Babies, brand new babies, a 3-year-old, a 5-year-old, they have 90 seconds. And then they come up and they have a party. These people just go on with their life. They
under it their whole lives.
They have, and they smile. The pictures she sends me, of course, the kids are loving having Mimi there. But I got a text from her today that she's on her way out. So I don't know how.
Well,
I guess they're getting some people out now because she said she's starting her 3-day.
Yeah.
I guess so.
They've told Americans in 17 Middle Eastern nations either really shelter or get out. We had one of our embassies hit.
Yeah.
Nobody was in there because they've already removed all the non-essential people, and the others are in, you know, safe places. But they're telling everybody, you know, and arranging the transportation to load up the airplanes and get out of there, because this isn't going to end tomorrow. This is going to be probably a 4-week to 5-week, what Trump says, a 4 to 5 week campaign, because they are not only have they killed the leadership, including the Ayatollah,
then they got the next layer.
They got the next layer that was meeting to elect a new one. They got them, and now they're trying to, you know, plus the head of their intelligence services, the head of their militia services. This thing is, they're serious. And then that one of our subs took out their main battleship, took it out with the torpedo. And I mean, they are cleaning this. They're sweeping the sea in the Hormuz Straits, and in there they're taking out the whole Iranian Navy, their Air Force. And what they're concentrating on is their missile launchers. And to do when we did the same thing during Desert Storm, to properly fire a Scud or a Frog, free-ranging over ground, you've got to put up, it takes you some time to do it because you've got, you know, to line it up to hit the precise spot. Well, they never got a chance because they would pop up, and if they were there for 5, 6, 7 minutes, there'd be air coming in on them. So what they do is they come out, pop the thing up, put a compass on it, there's Riyadh that way, and they fire it off. Well, that's what they're doing there. But the Israelis are concentrating and taking out their ability to launch missiles.
Yeah.
And their missile-making facilities are gone and all of this. But they've still got several thousand missiles that they can launch.
Well, and besides, when we get done with them over there, we really need to concentrate on all the ones that the cells that have infiltrated into the United States.
Well, you know, let's take a break, because let's just talk about that. And we're not trying to, you know, spread any type of, get people scared, but we've got to look at reality, and we'll be right back.
KCNR Shasta is also broadcasting at K243CT Reading.
The only real estate agent I trust right here in Redding and Shasta County is Josh Barker with Josh Barker Real Estate. Now, thanks for joining me today.
Thanks for having me, Sean.
For homeowners that are planning to list a property for sale, when should they start preparing, and what key steps should they prioritize during the initial stages?
You know, that's actually a really good question. We've learned that the most successful sellers will actually get started early. So they'll normally meet with us long before spring and really identify what types of home improvements they might want to consider so they can maximize their value when they bring the home to the market. We'll also discuss things like marketing strategy, what types of things we want to do to maximize the benefit when we start promoting it up and down the state and across the country. And the final thing we'll do is have a broad stroke conversation around price, just knowing that we'll actually refine that price at the very end, just before we get live, so we can maximize every penny possible.
Go online to readinghomes.com or just Google Josh Barker.
Looking for a great way to spend your Sunday? Come down to Wind River Resort and Casino and indulge in our Sunday brunch. Available from 9 a.m. to 2 p.m. End your weekend with us and get this all-you-can-eat brunch for $45 with a River Club card or $55 without. Kids under 10 eat for just $15. Gather your friends and family and enjoy our wide variety of specialty entrees, perfect for a relaxing Sunday morning or afternoon. For menu or complete details, visit WindRiver.com or call 1-800-280-YOU-WIN. Find your moments at Wind River Resort and Casino.
Charlie's Tap House in Anderson, where tradition, taste, and togetherness come to life. Warm up with our made-from-scratch soups and signature sauces, crafted from cherished recipes passed down through generations. Watch the magic happen when we hand-toss every pizza to order, then bake it to perfection. Crispy, cheesy, and made with love. Let the little ones explore our brand-new adventure room with bounce houses, arcade games, and even a make-your-own pizza table where the kids can make their own pizza. Charlie's Tap House in Anderson, where tradition, taste, and togetherness come to life.
What does comfort mean to you? At Alliance Heating and Air, we understand your HVAC system is the most important system in your home, affecting everything from air quality to temperature control. That's why everybody calls us, delivering perfect comfort. Invest in year-round comfort with an Alliance tune-up for just $99. Plus, we offer comprehensive maintenance plans starting at $15.95 per month. Remember, everybody calls us at 22-12-642.
Everybody calls us.
Do you have something you'd like to get painted? Then bring it to Victory Powder Coating. Powder coating is a durable, colorful, environmentally friendly alternative to paint. It's useful in automotive, agricultural, decorative, and high-temperature applications. Victory Powder Coating has become the North State leader in powder coating applications and metal finishing. They specialize in large industrial items like truck beds, agricultural equipment, and trailers. They're dedicated to providing superior work and outstanding customer care. Consider Victory Powder Coating for your next project. Victory Powder Coating.
Take it easy, take it easy. Don't let the sound of your own wheels.
Good morning and welcome back to Free Fly Radio here with Trish Clark and Carl Lott. 7:51 in the morning here on the 5th of March. Gosh, it's going to be a beautiful day today, around 70 degrees, sunny. So,
and your wind is blowing like crazy already.
But that's it.
But
it's,
you know what?
Wind gusts at 28 miles
blowing,
an hour.
It isn't blowing at my house.
Is that right? Well, it's spreading, you know.
Yeah.
We have our own thing that we do here.
I hear you.
And so, hey, when we left, you had mentioned the fact that when you have 10 to 12 million come across the border that were virtually unchecked in many cases, my son, U.S. Marshal, would go down there with his team because marshals would go along the border. And he said it was scary. He said the Border Patrol, only thing they were doing was processing people. Mm. Processing people without ID. He would say they were there because they were being persecuted in their homeland. And then that they were told to let them through. They'd give them slips of paper, say you're going to be in immigration court 4 years from now. And the parking lot was covered with those slips. And as we talked about, it would really be ludicrous to people to believe that there weren't sleeper cells set up here in the United States. If you think about these really terrible cartel gangs, M13s and all these, that got into this country with the tattoos and everything, that they're taking down now. But if they got in, how many other enemies of the United States made it through of that 10 to 12 million or 15 million, whatever it was, in the millions? How many others may have come in and are just sitting there right now?
Well, and I think, not like you said, not to scare people
or to put everybody in a fearful mood.
But we need to recognize that we live in a different world than we used to live in. You have to lock your car. I mean, those things that I grew up, a totally different way of thinking about things But you've got to be aware, use common sense, and watch people. Don't just take people for granted. If you see something that looks suspicious in your neighborhood or in a church or what have you, you need to pay attention, and you need to be aware that these people are among us. They live here. Some of them want to assimilate and become Americans. Some of them don't. And if they don't, then I support all of them leaving. If you don't want to be an American, you don't want to support our flag, you don't want to live like Americans and work and take care of yourself, then you need to go someplace else.
Go to one of those places. Well, I've heard Iranian speaking. This one Iranian lady said, for the people that didn't protest against the 40,000 Iranians slaughtered, raped, tortured by the Iranian government, I suggest that you come over and live here and for a month, for a week. You wouldn't last because the purple hair, you know, jewelry on your face, tattoos. You wouldn't live here a week because they'd hunt you down. They would hunt you down and re-educate you. Which is a euphemism, of course, of rape, torture, and then eventually killing you. She says you have freedoms that you just don't. We can't even conceive of the freedoms that Americans have, and Americans cannot conceive of what people are living in places like Afghanistan and Iran. They can't because they've never had to live under that rule. Military. When you're over there in the Middle East, you see it every day. You see it every day. And even though that, you know, Saudi Arabia, quote, enlightened, no, they still have guys walking around and checking on, yes. On women and with a little stick. And if it doesn't meet it, they're over there smacking them with the stick.
But, you know, in Europe, and I haven't been to Europe in a while now, but the last time that I was in Europe, I also went to Belgium. And at that time, they had conclaves already set up of the Muslim population, areas where the Belgian people were not allowed to enter. And they, you know, had already taken over places like that. And I remember that Francoise, my friend in Belgium, had said at that point that she figured that they would be totally under control of the Muslim population by 2025.
Well, it's not just the immigration policies, but they are outproducing native. You know, like they say, it's, in fact, in Italy,
in every country.
Yeah, and they're saying in Italy it's too late, even though it's not. You know, the Muslim population doesn't control. You know, the elections, but it's just a matter of time because it's like four Muslim babies are being born to every one or two Italian babies. It's a numbers game.
It is in every country,
it's
including even like China and Japan have the same problem because they've curtailed the population, and we have it right here in the United States.
You know, I think we're averaging two, maybe one and a half, and yet some, you know, the immigrants and whether they came in legally or illegally, they're thriving here. First of all, people come here legally. They're thriving here because they're working hard. They see the American dream that so many Americans, in my opinion, have lost sight of. And because of that, you know, they're raising their families.
Yeah.
And they expect their families to have a better life than they're having.
Exactly.
And so they're having four or five babies.
There you go. Okay, so we're going to just one more time.
Okay.
We're going to say that March 14th, the Frontier Senior Center, doors open at 4 o'clock. Tickets are $40 a piece. Table is $300. That's and a bottle of wine. We're going to have great drawing items, gun raffles, auction, great desserts, dinner catered by the Anderson Rotary. They always turn out a great meal, bar. Please come join us. The Frontier Senior Center needs a new roof. It's an expensive thing. And besides which, it's just going to be a fun evening, a great party. I know you have lots of choices, but please consider joining us at the Frontier Senior Center on March 14th.
Well, we're going to
get your tickets, frontierseniorcenter.com, 365-3254. Call. I'd be happy to come and pick up your stuff or deliver your tickets to you.
Okay, so what we're going to do is, you know, our guest in the next hour is Janet Chandler. and we'll be talking about a variety of other things, local stories. I hope you're staying.
I am. I'm going to.
Good. You're here now.
I'm here. The hard part is getting up that early in the morning, and you know that.
It's always.
I'm a night person. It's never. I'm not a morning person.
It's always been like
challenge.
That.
It is.
It is.
But once I'm up and going, I'm okay.
Well, we are glad you are here.
My pleasure.
Okay. All right. And then, we got 10 more seconds. Oh, real quick, the father of one of these mass shooters was just convicted of second-degree murder. He provided his son, who had mental problems, with a rifle, a semi-automatic rifle and a pistol. And he did not keep it locked up.
Yeah.
And the kid was 15. And the kid got the gun, went out there and killed 4 people, and he's on trial, too, but they arrested the father, and he's just been convicted of second-degree murder and several other charges.
Wow.
Can you hold the parent responsible for something like that?
I guess so.
I think so, if you know, in this case specifically. But
yeah.
It's something to talk about one other day. All right. We'll be right back after the news.
KCNR, Shasta Ready.
The Regional Medical Center. Your life. Your health. Your choice. Shasta Regional Medical Center.
Breaking news this hour from Town Hall. Amrit Thomason. The Iran war rages on.
Iran has launched a new wave of attacks on Thursday morning at Israeli and American bases, while Israel said it had begun a large-scale attack on Tehran as Israeli and Iranian strikes in the Middle East commence for a sixth day. Plumes of smoke were seen rising across various parts of Tehran on Thursday morning as U.S. Israeli airstrikes continued to pound the Iranian capital. The Islamic Republic threatened that the United States would bitterly regret torpedoing an Iranian warship in the Indian Ocean on Wednesday. Iran is launching more missiles at Israel, as Israel said it was moving to intercept them. The Israeli military has also confirmed its continuing strikes in Lebanon against the Iranian-backed Hezbollah militant group.
Correspondent Karen Chamis, the House set to vote today on a resolution to halt military action unless it's approved by Congress.
Thursday's roll call will offer a snapshot of the support or opposition in Congress for the widening conflict that's reordering U.S. priorities at home and abroad. It's the second vote in as many days after the Senate defeated a similar measure along party lines Wednesday. Lawmakers are confronting the sudden reality of representing the nation in wartime and all that entails, with lives lost, dollars spent, and alliances tested by our president's decision to go to war with Iran. Republicans largely back the war, while Democrats oppose, but there are splinters in both parties. Bernie Bennett, Washington.
The number of Americans applying for unemployment last week unchanged from the week before. Jobless claims for the week ending February 28th matched the previous week's 213,000. Following yesterday's gains, sell-off this morning on Wall Street. The Dow is down 610 points, while the NASDAQ is off 39, and the S&P 34 points in the red. More on these stories, townhall.com.
We all hear the radio ads about the IRS. They tell you to be afraid, to be scared, and they try to frighten you into calling. I'm not here to do that. Tax Relief Advocates is different. TRA is here to tell you that if you owe money to the IRS, whether it's $5,000, $50,000, or $500,000, we have a solution. It doesn't matter if you're sitting in your car, at work, or with your kids, no matter where you are, call now.
800-583-0141.
Don't lose hope. TRA can eliminate or reduce what you owe to the IRS.
Generous programs are now available that can give you a fresh start.
Our passion is taxes and helping individuals fix their IRS problems.
We have over 1,000 five-star reviews on Google and an A-plus with the Better Business Bureau.
You don't need to be afraid of the IRS any longer. End your tax nightmare today by visiting us online at TRA.com or call
800-583-0141. That's 800-583-0141.
Tax Relief Advocates, real solutions for real people.
Elon Musk has taken the stand in San Francisco in a shareholder trial over his Twitter stock and his purchase of the social media giant.
The lawsuit accuses Musk of making false and misleading statements that drove down the stock price before he bought Twitter for $44 billion in 2022. The shareholders who filed the lawsuit sold their stock between May and October when Musk's purchase closed. When asked by the plaintiff's lawyer why he didn't tweet about his decision to buy Twitter and purchase stock, Musk said he didn't think it was quote-unquote material. Musk said he has bought stock in many companies and not posted about it. When he did post about it, Twitter's stock jumped 27% in one day, a figure Musk said sounded high. I'm Mike Hempen.
Ukrainian President Zelensky says the U.S. and its allies in the Mideast are seeking Ukraine's expertise in countering Iranian-made drones. News and analysis, townhall.com. Is it the real deal or something else entirely?
An independent researcher has asserted that a marble bust of Christ in a Roman church is by Michelangelo. It's the latest purported attribution to the Renaissance genius who is one of the most imitated artists in the world. The unverified claim by Valentina Salerno on Wednesday has unsettled Renaissance scholars, especially since a recent sketch of a foot attributed to Michelangelo, but disputed by some as a copy, recently fetched $27.2 million at auction. Salerno has published her initial claims online. Keith Peters, Washington.
Utah GOP Congressman Burgess Owens says he'll not be seeking re-election. Decision comes after a redistricting shakeup. It left Utah's four Republican representatives to vie for three seats in the House this fall. More on these stories, townhall.com.
The views and opinions of shows on KCNR are those of the hosts, guests, and callers only, and do not necessarily reflect those of the staff, management, or advertisers of KCNR Radio. Broadcasting from the KCNR studio, sponsored by Wind River Resort and Casino. Now, here is Carl and Linda Bott. This is Free Fire Radio.
Good morning and welcome back to Free Fire Radio here in the studios of KCNR 96.5 FM and 1460 AM, your talk radio with Carl Bott and Trish Clark.
Good morning.
Yeah, no, don't get your hopes up. This is, you know, it'll be other times, but this is not back like we used to do it.
Well, I'm enjoying myself a great day. You may get me here more often.
Well, I hope so, Trish. I hope so. Today is the 5th of March, 8:05 in the morning. News at top of the hour is always brought to you by Shasta Regional Medical Center. Caring, compassion, community. Shasta Regional Medical Center. Ben's here. And we haven't found a... we haven't found a better national day, huh? Is that it?
Yeah, well... Let's see. It's National Cheese Doodle Day. It's like cheese, like balls and those cheese kind of chips.
Let me check this one spot I have here that things that had happened.
The Boston Massacre happened in 1770 on this day.
Well, you know what? Believe it or not, that's a big day.
It
because,
is.
Because, you know, it was one of the things that led to the... beginning of a Revolutionary War. Five colonists shot by British troops. Joseph Stalin dies. Patsy Cline dies on this day.
Now that was a tragedy.
Patsy Cline?
Yeah.
Was she in a plane wreck?
Yeah.
No. Okay.
Yeah.
Anyway.
What a voice.
Okay, look, our weather's going to be pretty good with little exceptions here. Like today is going to be sunny with a high near 66, but wind gust as high as 21 miles per hour. And tomorrow... sunny with a high near 70 with wind gust as high as 26 miles per hour. Saturday, sunny with a high near 79, but again, wind gust in 21 miles per hour. And then Sunday, sunny with a high near 78. Monday, Tuesday, and Wednesday, sunny or mostly sunny for the days. Those will be in the low 70s. So looks like everything's going to dry out. We're going to have nice days. And weather reports are always brought to you by an Anderson business.
Shasta Gas Propane.
It started by Chuck and Judy Kinney about 30 years ago, and they're into the third generations of Kinney. The Kinney family is working there, providing outstanding service to their customers. Just good people. They have discounts for seniors and veterans. Locally owned, locally operated, and a veteran-owned business. Won awards for hiring veterans. Shasta Gas Propane has. They're just really good people, the whole family. You can reach them at 530-365-3793.
So, we love having them down in Anderson.
Oh, yeah. I mean, just, and you know, they do a lot of things.
They do.
That they don't want to take credit for it. They just do it because they're cool.
Yeah.
In fact, Chuck is at, he's back east. Because he and Judy kind of stepped back, but he's still out there driving a truck or doing things. You know, he's always really? Got great ideas.
And so proud of his family and all of them in there now that are running.
And he's up at Arlington because as many, if you listen to our show, you know that Chuck goes back to Vietnam on a regular basis, and they search for MIAs. And they located a helicopter several years ago. And it, I mean, this, when we talk about excavations, this is something like, you think, okay, you know, digging in the ground or something. No, this is like an archaeological dig. And they have experts. They have an archaeologist there. They got a medic there. And the Vietnamese government has been very helpful to them. And they terrace out areas because it's hilly where they were at. They found the helicopter, and then they found a remains, a bit of remains that they identified through DNA. And the airman, the soldier, is being buried at Arlington, and Chuck is going to be there for that.
Oh, okay. That's great.
Yeah. So that's just, yeah. Our guest today is Janet Chandler. And, Janet, tell us about you. Now, I've got your short bio here, and I can do that. But, no, I'd always like to ask, so where are you from? What have you done? Are you a local girl? You know, so how'd you get here?
Local to California.
Okay.
But not to Northern California. I grew up on a citrus ranch in Southern California, but I'm talking about Southern California before it became congested with people.
Yeah. Okay, aging ourselves.
I know.
I remember when we went to Disneyland the first time in Anaheim, there were just acres and acres and acres of orange trees in that town.
Yeah. My husband,
I mean, lots of orange trees.
My husband's family owned some of those orchards when he was a kid in Southern California.
Well, there is a reason that it was called Orange County.
Yeah.
And I remember before there was a Disneyland, and I remember Knott's Berry Farm where...
Knott's Berry Farm, yes.
It was a berry farm, and you could drive around behind it, and there was the stand where they sold the boysenberries.
There you go.
I remember when they put Interstate 10 through from Los Angeles to San Bernardino. So I'm sorry, I'm not young.
Well, join the crowd here in the room.
Yeah.
But when you talk about orchards, hundreds of acres of orchards that are now, of course, gone.
Yeah.
They planted houses instead.
Yeah, and because it was way too valuable. It's like the dairy industry. Dairy industry was close in, but as that land, you know, became more and more valuable, dairies would sell their property, you know, sell their land, move out another 10 miles, set up another dairy, and it would just keep catching up with them, is why they have dairies in Hemet now.
And the dairy farms, I was always fascinated by that. We lived in Southern California for a few years, and the dairy farmers were constantly complaining about how tough it was. But when you'd go out and look at those are really nice setups. I mean, the barn matches the house that matches the doghouse that matches the kettles that matches the stables. They're pretty nice setups.
It's agriculture, and California needs its agriculture.
Absolutely.
And we're losing it. And my husband and I left Southern California in 1979.
Okay.
I say we escaped. He came from Oklahoma, from a farming family, and I grew up on a citrus ranch. And it just was not something that we could tolerate living in a city.
How did you two meet? He's from Oklahoma, and you were from Southern California.
Well, his father came to California during the war to work in the aeronautic industry, and that's how they came to California.
Do you remember which company he worked for?
Lockheed.
Lockheed, okay. Because yes. Linda's dad... And family worked for Aerojet back then.
Right. It became a booming industry until it wasn't anymore.
Yep.
You know, Supervisor Molly Wilson worked in an aeronautic plant after the war, she came over here as a war bride.
Molly's
from England.
Okay.
Yeah.
I never knew her, though.
Yeah, she came over as a war bride, married a gal, and then became a citizen, and...
Two met in there.
We met when we were going to college, and we were both working at JCPenney. Got together, yes, graduated from college. I became a social worker. I was the world's worst social worker, so that career did not last a long time. My husband went into law enforcement, and then we got as far north as we could with his job, which ended us up eventually in Happy Camp. Which is, I don't think you can get any farther north.
You know, I'm not sure I've ever been to Happy Camp.
Oh, I've been to Happy Camp, yeah.
Where is that?
It's nowhere. I mean, you can't get there from here.
I've heard of Happy Camp a lot. And see, Linda grew up in the Grass Valley area.
Happy Camp. Yeah. Happy Camp is in the extreme northwestern corner of California.
Okay. Got it.
If you go north, you hit Cave Junction, Oregon.
Okay.
From Happy
I knew
Camp.
it was up there, but I've heard that, you know, I've heard of Happy Camp. I didn't know.
You never know anybody from there.
I couldn't figure out how, I didn't figure it was very big or anything.
No, it's not. And you don't go there just driving through. You have to plan on going through Happy Camp.
Do you take a survival bag with you?
Yes, you do.
Okay.
Uh-huh.
Just in case.
Yes.
Okay. So, you came up here. And then what happened?
We were living in Happy Camp, and when my boys finished high school, I was teaching with a provisional credential at Happy Camp High School and wanted to get a regular credential, but of course you don't do that in Happy Camp. So I went to live with a friend in Red Bluff and got my regular teaching credential in Chico.
Okay.
And then started looking for a job, and the job that became available was in Burney. So I went to Burney High School, and once I got there, I decided, you know, I really can't go back to Happy Camp. That's just, I've done my time.
I'm in the big city of Burney.
Exactly.
You know, how can you turn your back on the big city of Burney to go?
You couldn't. Yeah. So eventually we sold our property in Happy Camp, and my husband moved to Burney also.
Okay.
And has he been in law enforcement?
He retired in 91.
Okay.
And spent his career with a municipal PD and a county sheriff's office and a state agency.
Okay.
Very good.
There I was in Burney and spent a 20-year career, and I've been a Burney resident for 35 years.
Okay. We need to take a quick break, and then your other half of your life started.
Yes, exactly.
So, this portion of the show brought to you by Four Winds Jewelry. Owen's Jewelry.
My favorite place.
Your favorite place. You're really good at this. The only full-service jewelry store in Redding, which means watch repair, stone cutting, and jewelry design. An outstanding selection of jewelry.
Absolutely. They have such a good collection of antique jewelry, pewter, silver, Mexican jewelry. It's incredible. And they have a lot of estate
Opon,
stuff.
Yeah.
It's just incredibly.
At very fair prices, too.
Absolutely.
I might say.
Always make a deal, and I can never go in there that I don't find something I just can't live without.
You and Linda. And for me, it's easy because I go in there, and they know Linda.
Yes.
And they say, Linda was looking at this. You know, one of those things.
Yeah.
And it just makes my life easier. Voted best in the North State for 4 years in a row now. And there's a reason. They are really, really good. Locally owned, locally operated, been in the business here for 30 years. Located at 2225 Hilltop Drive. Open Monday through Friday, 9:30 to 4. Four Winds Jewelry. You won't be sorry. And we'll be right back with Janet Chandler and Trish Clark.
Are you tired of your business insurance expenses going up and up? Surprisingly, there is some relief here in California. The workers' compensation market in California is the hottest it's been in years. Companies are offering huge discounts on some worker compensation policies, and if your agent hasn't shopped your workers' compensation insurance lately, you're paying too much. Siskiyou Insurance Services deals with some of the best insurance companies in California, not only for business insurance, but also workers' compensation insurance, too. Hartford, Travelers, Liberty, and more. Real estate agencies, smoking hot rates. Lawyers, some of the best rates in California. Doctor's offices and dentist offices, we have the companies. And contractors, we can write your comp too. Call Curtis Byron at Siskiyou Insurance Services today if you want to save money on your business insurance portfolio. If your agent hasn't shopped your workers' compensation this year, you can by calling Siskiyou Insurance in Redding, 530-224-2345 or 1-800-773-2345.
Premier Oil Change is celebrating 20 years of our friendly oil changes. A lot has changed in 20 years, but our commitment to fast, friendly, excellent service has remained the same. To celebrate our 20th birthday, we're offering $20 off any oil change. All you have to do is go to our website at premieroilchange.com and receive your gift. In Redding, check out our new location at 905 East Cypress. Discount also available at our Lake Boulevard, Anderson, and Palisadro locations.
Premier, your friendly oil change. Premier, your friendly oil change.
Thank you.
Hi friends, RC here with Tobacco and Brew, bringing you this month's Cigar of the Humidor, Oliva Melano Maduro. From the verdant fields of Jalapa, Nicaragua, comes an epic 95-rated cigar, wrapped in a Maduro leaf from San Andres. Expect notes of espresso, anise, and walnut liqueur. Get yours today at Tobacco and Brew, Redding, California.
This Hawaiian mini vacation is brought to your radio by Maui Bob's Office Cleaning. So what does professional office cleaning have to do with relaxing in a tropical paradise? Frankly, nothing. But Maui Bob and the crew want to remind you to be sure to take the time for what's important in this workaday world. Family, friends, and yes, even yourself. And if their professional office cleaning services can help you make that time, give them a call at 221-5868. This Hawaiian mini vacation was brought to your radio by Maui Bob's Office Cleaning, 221-5868.
Country fans, are you ready? Just drop those boots and state the date for Sunday, April 26th at 7:30 p.m. The Event Center is bringing the heat with rising American country star Chase Matthews live in concert. Get ready for the signature Lo Sung Twang and powerhouse performance featuring fan favorites like Darlin and his gold-certified debut single, Love You Again. The show is going to sell out fast, so grab your tickets today. Just $40 plus fees. Make a night of this incredible country event and find your moment at Wind River Resort and Casino.
It's gonna be a bright, sunshiny day.
Hey, welcome back to Free Fire Radio here in the studios at KCNR 96.5 FM and 1460 AM, your talk radio. With Carl Bott and Trish Clark today. Hey, been injured at work and you're not getting the treatments you need. You need to talk to an expert, and that's Patrick Gorman, attorney at law. You can give them a call at 530-262-2168. It's a free consultation. You've been injured. You're not getting the treatment that you rate that you deserve. It's changed your life. It's changed your family's life. You need somebody that understands the system and can help you, and that's Pat Gorman. Veteran, former law enforcement, went to law school. Worked for insurance companies for about a year, and he said, this is just wrong. And so he's opened up his own law firm here in Palo Cedro, and it's the largest workers' compensation firm in all of Northern California. It's GormanComplaw.com is the website, and his phone number is 530-262-2168. He's a scrapper. And he takes your case, he's gonna give you his full attention. Trish Clark and I are here with Janet Chandler, and who's a Southern California girl, but back when it was Southern California, when they were surfing in orange orchards everywhere.
Yes.
Which has changed. Yes. Went up to Happy Camp because they wanted the bustle of a big city, and then came to Bernie and said, you know, I'm not going back to Happy Camp. I'd rather stay in the big city of Bernie.
That's right.
And yes. Taught school there for 20 years.
Yep.
And now you're really involved in the idea of, well, in the state of Jefferson, but a equal representation. I mean, you can call it anything you want, but it's equal representation.
It all comes down to that.
It comes down to that.
My bachelor's degree is in social science, and I taught social science. So naturally, politics is of interest to me. And when I had time to do something besides teach it, then I could get involved in it. And with the original Tea Party and with patriot groups. And then we came up with the idea that California can't be fixed. It's too big. It's too diverse. It's too far gone.
It's too unwieldy. I don't care who it is. Even with one party running it, which you would think would make it easier, but it's not.
You can't make a law that works for somebody living in Los Angeles and somebody that lives in Happy Camp.
That's true.
It doesn't work.
You can't do it.
Well, and when we're talking about laws, think very carefully every time the legislature of any governmental level is in session. Except for a law that specifically is written to limit government, every law is passed limits your freedom.
Absolutely.
It takes away your freedom. So,
chip at a time.
Yeah, when people say, oh, they're going to have a government shutdown, I say yes. Yeah, we're at least safe while that government is not passing more laws.
And they pass over 1,000 a year, I think, and yet you don't see them replacing other laws. And that's the thing is, if you're going to write a new law, then get rid of two or three others
that
are burdensome. But they don't do that.
In his first term, Trump did 10 to 1. Every new regulation that was passed, I've got the picture still of the ones they got rid of and the new ones that were passed.
And perhaps every law should be passed with a sunset date, that it has to either die or be looked at and renewed, because laws do go out of fashion, they go out of date, they go out of usefulness.
Oh, yeah,
and the laws need to be made by the people we elect to make them, not let's do this and then let a regulatory group write the rules.
And that's California's
We've got to stop doing that.
Well, California has too many agencies and too many bureaucrats.
Well, that's one of the things that the Supreme Court ruled on. Bureaucrats and agency can't make laws.
There you go.
And that Congress has to make laws. And when bureaucracies start making these laws and finding people, that's not their purview. Their purview is to enforce a law that was passed by Congress. And I'm talking the federal level.
State level, too.
At the local level. And they all do it. The elected officials, they want a committee. Because that takes the pressure off of them and puts the pressure on that committee that made the decision, and now they're just acting for what the recommendation of staff is. That's not what we elect them to do. We elect them to sit in the chair, study the issue, make the decision. You don't need a committee recommending to you on everything. I only voted for two committees in this 20 years I was an elected official.
The Constitution gives legislative power to Congress. It doesn't say you may delegate that power.
No, it does not.
So every time power is delegated to a bureaucracy, we lose control. So in the state of Jefferson movement was an idea to get away from the pervasive power of a one-party state, is what we have in California. We are so heavily Democrat that even if the governor were to veto a bill, the legislature could override a veto. And we have an election coming up, and everybody's hopeful that maybe we could get a Republican governor. Realistically speaking, what can a Republican governor do?
Nothing.
Well, one of the things Bianco said, I heard him say, is he would not entertain signing a law that was written by somebody in one county that affects people in another county. And a good example of that is one that was, they're trying to introduce, I don't know if it ever got out of committee, about reintroducing grizzly bears. It was written by a state senator from Los Angeles, down in southern Los Angeles area, nowhere near any type of any green except maybe green belts, and she wants to reintroduce grizzly bears to California. Well, where do you think they're going to introduce them? It's not going to be in her district.
Well, they're not going to be at Hollywood and Vine in Southern California.
No, it's not going to be at Golden Gate Park. It's not going to be down in the parks down in L.A. No, it's going to be up, Northern California.
We have a better example, and that was several years ago. They instituted the fire fee. Now, who did that affect? Not the people in the urban areas, and yet that's the legislators who instituted it and passed it. It affected us in the rural areas, and we had to pay a fee, and it wasn't to put out fires. It was to educate us on how to prevent fires. Yet we all needed all of that education because we're so stupid up here, we don't know how to manage our own forests.
And we can go on and on. Let's talk wolves. No, I don't want to talk wolves. I don't even want to get into
and
that.
And that's federal.
But it's both. The feds, as they have done, I mean, there's states that they hunt wolves all the time. They take them in. But in California, even if the feds, which obviously has said it's okay because they're hunting them in Idaho and Montana and Wyoming, California is making it so, I mean, you can't touch them. You can't shoot a beanbag at them. You can't do anything. And we haven't even started to see how bad it's going to be, and as bad as it is now. But see, these are bills that are introduced by people that don't understand the ramifications and the collateral damage of these bills.
That's where the shoot, shovel, and shut up.
Yeah.
That takes care of the problem.
I've heard that, the three S's. okay, go on, Janet.
Well, the idea is California has problems, and they're not going to be solved with the state the current way it is.
It can't.
No. So a state split makes sense because we have different interests. We have different economic values throughout the state. Obviously, along the coast, they have a certain economy. The Central Valley is an agricultural economy. In the North State, we have forestry, mining. The southern part of the state, the deserts, they have a whole ecosystem that they're trying to protect and use. So let's split the state, because California cannot do it all for all the different people. So one of the problems is the complexity of the California Constitution. We cannot live with that Constitution. I have a paperback book of the California Constitution. It's 308 pages long. It includes all sorts of things that don't belong in a constitution. It burdens everybody down. Our federal constitution
is a little bitty.
It's a little pocket version. Yes, stick it in your back pocket.
I've carried one in my purse for years.
Exactly. We wrote a State of Jefferson Constitution, and it's 38 pages long, and it covers everything that's necessary to govern a state. Okay. Not statute, but constitution-wise.
Sure.
So that's the first hurdle to overcome, is to get a government small enough to fit within our Constitution.
Okay, we're going to take a break here, but I want to talk about that when we get back. The fact is, the Constitution in a government gives, I think a government's got like three missions. Protect our borders, have a standing army to protect our nation, and infrastructure.
No, I can simplify that for you. According to the Declaration of Independence, the government has one thing to do, and that is to protect the rights of the people.
Okay, I can go with that one too.
Yeah.
I can go with that one too. I didn't mean to add on, but to me, it's three basic things. It's protect the people, and I guess when I say protect the borders, so that we're like that, have the army to protect again our nation and infrastructure, and when you start. Well, protect the rights of the people is paramount. But when you start getting beyond those, then you start adding things,
yes.
And it's just hard. Anyway, this portion of the show is brought to you by Cypress Square Barbershop. Speaking of standing your ground, and I found them in 2007 when I moved here. And I've never gone to another barbershop, but these are just great people. I have gone through barbers, though, since then. They were founded in 1960, been in the same location since 1967, Cypress Square Barbershop. It's right off Athens Avenue. It's across the parking lot, if you remember, from the old Lucky Miller's or Subway right there. It's not a hair salon. It's a barbershop, and you get great haircuts there. If you know, and instead of waiting around, because, you know, they're pretty popular, you can make an appointment that works on your schedule. So you can roll in, roll out, and you can call them at 530-244-9478, or you can go to Booksy, put in Cypress Square Barbershop. You can look at dates that are available, pick a date. They come back to you and say, you got it, and then they send you an email the day of the barber, day of your haircut, to remind you, which is always good for me. But I don't use Booksy. It works, but I like talking to people, so I can call them because, you know, like that human touch. Hi, Tim. Hi, Logan. How about the third? Okay, Carl, come in here. Anyway, not a hair salon. It's a barbershop, and it's man's last stronghold. We'll be right back with Janet Chandler and Trish Clark.
I'm Tracy Edwards, CEO of the Redding Rancheria. I'd like to welcome everyone to come out for the annual Redding Rancheria Community Fund Wicked Themed Dinner, Friday, March 6th. Since its inception, the fund has given out over $4.6 million in support of our community. We'll be celebrating the wonderful organizations that we've been able to help, with a special bonus award being given out to an unsuspecting organization. It's an evening of prizes, awards, and music by Linda Bott and band. The annual Redding Rancheria Community Fund Wicked Themed Dinner, Friday, March 6th, is brought to you by this station and other proud sponsors.
As a thank you for your outstanding service, Wind River Resort and Casino would like to honor you with our Military Monday promotion. Join us every Monday from 8 a.m. to 8 p.m. to receive your dining discounts and free slot play. Active or retired military members can present their military ID at the River Club to be entered into this weekly promotion. For more details, download the Wind River app or visit windriver.com.
Find your moment at Wind River Resort and Casino.
Alan Gordon, Coach Master Collision. She had minor damage to her rear bumper. I wrote her an estimate. Later, I received a call. The lady responsible for the damage wanted to pay for the repairs out of pocket. Her insurance agent told her a claim would raise her rates for years. With our experience in the claim process, I explained to her most insurance companies would forgive a claim if the cost was below a minimum amount. I suggested she contact her insurance agent and have them review her policy. She called back very excited. It appeared her policy did extend forgiveness. They would pay for the repairs, and she wouldn't be charged with a claim or have to pay a deductible. The accident would not cost her a thing. She was very pleased. Good thing the vehicle owner came to the right place for repairs. We all pay a lot for insurance. Choosing Coachmaster will ensure you get the most for your money. Let this experience work for you. And yes, if we can't fix it, no one can.
Learn more online at CoachmasterAutobody.com.
What does comfort mean to you? At Alliance Heating and Air, we understand your HVAC system is the most important system in your home, affecting everything from air quality to temperature control. That's why everybody calls us, delivering perfect comfort. Invest in year-round comfort with an Alliance tune-up for just $99. Plus, we offer comprehensive maintenance plans starting at $15.95 per month. Remember, everybody calls us at 22 12 642.
Everybody calls us.
Mandina's Cabinets.
Mandina's Cabinets in Anderson designs custom kitchens, bathrooms, and offices that no big box store can match. They are the local pros who know.
Mandina's Cabinets. The local pros who know. Mandina's Cabinets. The local.
530-365-8108 or visit mandinascabinets.com.
I'm Tracy Edwards, CEO of the Redding Rancheria. I'd like to welcome everyone to come out for the annual Redding Rancheria Community Fund Wicked Themed Dinner, Friday, March 6th. Since its inception, the fund has given out over $4.6 million in support of our community. We'll be celebrating the wonderful organizations that we've been able to help, with a special bonus award being given out to an unsuspecting organization. It's an evening of prizes, awards, and music by Linda Bott and band. The annual Redding Rancheria Community Fund Wicked Themed Dinner, Friday, March 6th, is brought to you by this station and other proud sponsors.
Welcome back to Free Fire Radio here in the studios of KCNR, 96.5 FM and 1460 AM, Your Talk Radio. With Trish Clark and Carl Bott today, the gang is back together.
It's a great, it's just a great morning. I'm just so enjoying myself. I remember how much fun I had.
Maybe we can sneak you in here once a month or something.
Well, we're going to work on that.
Yeah, okay. Hey,
I really
how about
if
I send a driver for you?
It's a getting up. It's the alarm goes off and actually forcing myself to put my feet on the floor. It's a real challenge mentally.
Hey, this portion of the show brought to you by Shasta Regional Medical Center. When it comes to stroke and cardiac care, every second matters. That's why Shasta Regional Medical Center is honored to hold a gold award from the American Heart Association, recognizing exceptional care and advanced treatment when it counts. That's Shasta Regional Medical Center, ShastaRegionalMedicalCenter.com, or ShastaRegional.com. And our guest today is Janet Chandler, and she is just a very sweet lady. Can I say that?
You may say that. There are those who would disagree.
Do not underestimate this woman. But we were talking about somebody who's just the total opposite of Janet. She's a sweet person, too. I mean, maybe I just get along too well with people. But, I mean, I can...
We need more of that, Carl. We used to be able to agree to disagree.
Yeah.
You could have a conversation and you could talk about whatever's going on and you could agree to disagree. Lots of friends. What is it with where we are now is, if you're a Trump supporter and you say that, 9 times out of 10 they start with he's a liar and he's this. And then you say to them, okay, so tell me one lie. Tell me one lie.
And they can't.
And they can't, but immediately, he's a racist.
And that's why we would like to split the state. Why are we fighting each other? Let the left people go to the left.
Do what you want to do.
Have your state. Have your eco things. Do whatever you like, but let us have the same respect in being able to determine our own lives. And that's why we're looking at a state split.
It's all about freedom.
Not necessarily north and south, but east and west. So let's look at some of the problems that California has and how we can solve them with a state split under the state of Jefferson or whatever you want to call it.
Well, here's the thing is, when it gets down to it, you know, people, you know, you talk state of Jefferson, how you want to split or whatever. The issue is lack of representation.
We have none.
We have one assembly person and one senator, state senator. LA's got 47 senators or whatever, assembly members, and I forget how many senators. But the thing on this is, no matter how good our assembly and senator are, our reps, and we've had some good ones, and a lot of them are farmers and this, they might as well take their cattle dog down and let them sit in their chair. Because no matter what kind of ideas they have, no matter how many good ideas they have, the other side ignores it or takes a bill that they've written and gut it and put something else in there.
And they do
and,
that.
And that's all I think people are talking about. How about just some fair representation so that you can't just run roughshod over a million plus people?
Several years ago, we actually took a lawsuit to a federal court under lack of representation.
Yeah.
And it was not heard. They didn't wish to decide on it. And the judge, Kimberly Mueller of the Ninth Circuit, told us, you're right, you have no representation, but neither does anybody else, so stop complaining. That was essentially what she said.
Neither does anybody else.
Yeah. So in a state of 40 million people, we have 40 senators, which means each senator represents a million people. Mm-hmm. We have 80 assembly people. Each one represents 500,000 people.
Okay.
There's
yeah.
just no way that they represent anybody, so they're out there doing whatever it is they want to do without any restrictions from the populace that they are supposed to be representing.
And part of the problem, though, is educating the people who feel the same way that we do into voting. You cannot get the Republicans out to vote. If you look at the shades of the where the registration is, if the Republicans got out and voted, we could make a big difference. And if we, in fact, could trust that the votes are actually being counted and we have legal elections, which I don't believe we
and
have.
And there's a big question as to whether yeah. or not we have fair and transparent elections.
Absolutely.
Yes. So representation is a huge issue, and it's not going to be solved in California. It can only be solved if the state.
And start over.
Our idea in the state of Jefferson, or whatever state you want to call it, is that there should be no more than 5,000 people represented by one representative. It would be better at a ratio of about 2,500, but that could become unwieldy depending on the size of the state.
Well, you studied this, Janet, and I know Trish has. But splitting the state, first of all, the state has to agree to it, right?
Yes.
Okay. The state has to agree, and then Congress has to agree.
Yes.
It happened in 1862, you know, Virginia and West Virginia.
A different situation.
It was. Yeah. It was because the West Virginia was supporting the North, the Union.
Yeah, that was a secession issue. Look rather at Maine and New York. Maine and Massachusetts.
Okay. What about that?
Well, Maine split off, separated from Massachusetts, and it wasn't under wartime.
When was that?
In the 1800s. It was before the Civil War.
Okay.
Yeah.
All right.
Very, very soon after our country was formed.
But having something, and then, you know, of course, as our country was forming, you had the Dakotas and all this, and that, you know, states were starting to reform, North, South Dakota, Wyoming, Montana, you know, all these. Is it almost impossible for this to happen?
We have a plan.
Okay.
We have come up with
an
idea.
Okay. I'm going to take an early break because I don't want to break in on this one. Okay. So we're going to take an early break and we'll be right back.
Country Tree fans, are you ready?
Just off those boots and state the date for Sunday, April 26th at 7:30 p.m.
The Event Center is bringing the heat with rising American country star Jace Matthews
live in concert.
Get ready for the signature Lo Sung Twang and powerhouse performance
featuring fan favorites like Darlin and his gold-certified debut single, Love You Again.
The show is going to sell out fast.
So grab your tickets today.
Just $40 plus fees.
Make a night of this incredible country event
and find your moment at Wind River Resort and Casino.
Planning a wedding? Celebrate the moment with a free dinner for two at Odell Craft Barbecue. With our slow-smoked brisket that melts in your mouth, even Texans say it's some of the best they've ever had. We cater events and weddings of all sizes, from intimate gatherings to receptions of 1,000 guests. We make delicious food and great service, so you can stay present with the people who matter. Odell Craft Barbecue, real wood, real fire, real flavor. Book your free tasting at ReddingBarbecue.com. Again, book your free tasting at ReddingBarbecue.com.
Charlu's Tap House in Anderson, where tradition, taste, and togetherness come to life. Warm up with our made-from-scratch soups and signature family sauces, crafted from cherished recipes passed down through generations. Watch the magic happen when we hand-toss every pizza to order, then bake it to perfection. Crispy, cheesy, and made with love. Let the little ones explore our brand-new adventure room with bounce houses, arcade games, and even a make-your-own pizza table where the kids can make their own pizza. Charlu's Tap House in Anderson, where tradition, taste, and togetherness come to life.
Hi, I'm Dr. Marie Salas, owner of HealthWise Chiropractic. My focus is to help people feel better, look better, and take control of their health with a simple, life-changing plan. It starts with smarter eating choices and adding the right amount of protein to support gut health and reduce inflammation. You'll also receive weekly accountability coaching, a free guide, and a complimentary consultation with me, Dr. Marie Salas. Ready to feel your best? Call or text 530-227-3984.
Looking for work? O2 Employment Services has been working with local job seekers for the past 20 years. If you're tired of uploading your resume and getting no response, it's time to let O2 help you find that perfect position. Oh, and by the way, you pay absolutely nothing for our service. If you'd like our help, head on over to our website at o2es.com, click apply now, and complete our online application. We have connections with over 600 local businesses. Once we have your information and understand what you're looking for, we can introduce you to all the positions you may wish to consider. We currently have over 100 available positions, and we would love to match you with the one you're looking for. O2 Employment Services, the North State's leading staffing agency. Give us a call at 530-223-4674. That's 530-223-4674. Or visit us online at o2es.com.
Maybe they totally should listen to that song.
Yeah,
hey, welcome back to Free Fire. Okay, sorry, I offended you this morning. I don't care. Anyway, hey, welcome back to Free Fire Radio. Here, my guest today is Janet Chandler, but my co-host is Trish Clark. Put it on Facebook, and there's going to be a bunch of happy people. And
oh, good morning.
And when you're not here next Thursday, I'm going to start the phone calls all over again. Where's Trish?
Well, we're going to do
we're
this more
often.
Easing
Trish back into
this.
Hey, we're here with Janet Chandler, who is a constitutional expert, in fact, wrote the Constitution for the state of Jefferson. And she told me, because we talked about how hard it is to split away, because the state's got to agree to it, and then the feds have to agree to it, or the Senate and the House, I think.
The Congress.
Congress has to agree to it.
Yeah.
Is that a 50 plus 1, or is it like
it's 50 plus 1.
So it doesn't have to be a two-thirds?
No, it's...
Okay. But you say there's a plan.
There's a plan.
Okay, let's hear it.
Okay. California has the initiative process, which is really a quite progressive idea, initiative, referendum, proposition, recall. They're all in the California Constitution, so we can use that. County by county, get initiatives throughout the state that require the California legislature to approve a state separation county by county if that county votes to separate from the state of California. So go through the initiative process to get this on the ballot. And then the people would be able to vote county by county.
So if your county, by a majority vote, votes to separate from California, then the California legislature would be required by that initiative and by that vote to approve that county's separation from the state.
Okay, can I take the other side of this?
Sure.
I can see a referendum going on, an initiative to split the state in a certain way. Okay? But when you go county by county, so say Shasta, Tehama, the north decides, and then you've got four or five counties, six counties from the central, another, you know, three or four. So you have end up having 15 counties or 20 counties that vote this. They're all individual counties. Then what happens?
Yeah,
that's my question. Then what happens?
We do have a map showing four state split, and the initiative would cover a four state split. You would be actually voting for Eastern California Western California being those coastal counties, Northern California, which would be in essence the state of Jefferson, Central California, the Central Valley, and then Eastern California, which would be San Diego, Riverside, San Bernardino, that go to Arizona. So the initiative would be a vote for a state split four ways. But the vote would be county by county within those four states.
And we found...
Well, what if one of those counties, let's say Tehama County says, nah.
If it were contiguous with a county that did not want to separate, then they could go with Western California.
Okay.
But sometimes things happen that you don't want, but you have to go along with the majority.
Well, we found that when we were doing the split for Statham, that they were as anxious to get rid of us as we were to get rid of them.
They're always talking about how we're such a drain on the economy.
And that's what I'm saying. Yeah. So they
we're tax users, not taxpayers, that sort of thing, which is not true, but let them think it.
Well, we'll let them think it, and I think that as a result of that, we'd be surprised how many counties are going to vote to get rid of us because we're troublemakers and we're, as you indicated,
we're a draw on the finance. But L.A. County can't vote on Shasta County.
No, but they can vote to get out of the state of California.
It would be a statewide vote.
You're saying is it wouldn't just be individual counties voting. It is individual counties, but they'd be within a region.
Yes.
Okay, so then you'd have L.A., San Francisco, Orange County, which is kind of a toss-up.
Yes,
and some things like that. Okay, so... This happens. So we are now all individual states.
Well, it would require the state legislature to approve it.
So,
but then we still would have to jump over the hurdle of the federal Congress. And that's always...
They may not want four more states.
They may not, but it depends.
Or three more states.
It depends on who's in charge. If the Republicans are in charge, yes, they would, because three of those states would be Republican.
For sure.
And if you could get the Republicans back there to all get past themselves and vote the proper manner that they should.
Well,
which is a challenge.
But here's something else. And Terry and I talked about this. I said, Terry, how are you going to, how's the state going to make money in all this? And I know you're all over this, Janet. You set up a taxation system, you know, make it business friendly and all that. It's a land of paradise. How long before companies and people start migrating to this more, you know, this the northern part of the state or north state, whatever it's called? How long does it take them before it turns purple?
We estimate it would be 50 years before there would have to be a readjustment. That's just about how long.
Okay, so you are acknowledging that would happen.
Yeah.
I mean, if I had a company in San Francisco and I could come up here and pay half the taxes, still be in California, I'd come up here but I'd bring all my people who are all
Look at it from this way. How long in the past was it that we had a very strong Republican California?
Well,
50, 60 years? We had Republican governors.
Did you count Schwarzenegger?
No.
Okay.
He's not a Republican. That rhino. So how long did it take for a solid red state to become not just purple, but solid blue? Things change.
40 years?
Ideas, 50? I'd say more like 60, I think. Well, 50 years.
Yeah.
Well,
so
Pete Wilson was actually the last...
Yeah.
Republican governor.
And then
that
we had Schwarzenegger.
But
things change. People's ideas change. Who knows? The new generation may not be as liberal as the current ones.
Yeah.
So the pendulum goes back and forth, and we figure if we can get what we need in 50 years, at least we'll have 50 years of good governance before we have to readjust. Nothing lasts forever.
No, that's true. It doesn't.
And in the meantime,
things that we see today, and this is for our younger people out there, things you see today are going to be so different 25
yes.
years from now. I mean, everything from how you see a doctor, how you drive a car, or even if you drive a car, a car could drive you. Everything is changing so quickly, and I agree. But that was one of the things that if you have utopia, people want to live there.
Of course, and they'll come and they'll turn it from a rural area into...
Look at Texas. Austin is blue, and Houston is looking that way. Yeah. And and just watching their primaries was interesting.
But as our founding fathers did with their Constitution, they tried to write something that would last a long time.
Yeah.
And warned that if you don't abide by what we've put down, if you allow incursions into it, it won't work. It will fall apart. So with our Jefferson Constitution, we have tried to forestall that sort of incursion by liberals.
The coastal California would make their living. That's not going to change. But how would Northern California, because we do take money from the state. I mean, we just do. And
well, they won't let us use our resources
that's the other thing
get money.
I can, you know, we say the water's ours in Northern California.
The water is really not as much of an issue as people
and
think.
It's federal.
Yeah.
The water is, bulk of the water is
but
federal.
Yeah. As a state, that Jefferson could make sure that the federal government is abiding by the contracts that were written and not letting them get away with things. But it's federal. It's really not state issue.
Okay. So I know that we...
We can harvest our forests.
Logging,
go back to the
common
agriculture.
I hate to use this term common sense because the Dems use the term common sense on everything. Common sense gun laws, common sense. But our forest could be managed and we could be taking millions of board feet out and still have... And still have a very viable forest region here.
Consider Bernie area.
Yeah.
Surrounded by forest, but it is not national forest. It is not California state forest. It's Sierra Pacific and Fruit Growers Supply. It's a crop, and they manage it as if it is a crop. It's a sustainable crop.
Sierra Pacific manages their lands very well.
They don't want it to chop everything down and then
they don't
be out
want
of
it to
business.
Burn
yes,
either.
Yes, exactly.
So.
Recognize that the Department of Agriculture and the U.S. Forest Service was the only agency in the federal government that operated in the black for years and years and years.
Yes.
And when they went away from managing the forests and having people who knew forests run them and went to attorneys and bureaucrats as the head of our forests, like Sharon Haywood that was here in Shasta Trinity, the lawyer with her processes, I have to tell you that they made money. And then all of a sudden we're in the black or in the red. And they're losing money. We're not using, we're not managing our forests anymore.
We're burning them down.
In 1987.
Spending all the money trying to put out fires instead of managing and using our resources.
Okay, Janet.
In 1987, I lived in Happy Camp and there was a disastrous fire.
Okay.
And it burned horrendous amounts of timber.
The siege of 87.
Yeah, and they would not let the Forest Service or any... private loggers come in and cut down the burnt timber. They had a lawsuit filed by someone in Connecticut to prevent the harvesting of the burnt timber.
And here's the thing is, burnt timber, if you get it that first year, you can harvest it and you can use it.
Absolutely.
Okay, now let's shift to Bernie.
Uh-huh.
1991, when they had the fountain fire. Private land. It didn't matter what somebody in Connecticut wanted to happen.
Uh-huh.
Sierra Pacific came in. Harvested the timber, and with, I don't know, overnight, it was all replanted, and now it's a forest again.
During that fire, they were logging because they have a 30-day window where they can do anything on their own private land, and we literally had logging trucks that were smoking coming off the hill, and they had water stations where they were watering them down because they were getting the that out of there in that 30-day window on all the private
because
land.
Because for Sierra Pacific, it was a crop.
Exactly.
And they handled it that way.
Yeah. And
you can drive that area now.
A sustainable crop.
Yeah. And see where their private land is and where the government land is.
Yeah.
We have a whole new forest on the private land, and the government land is overgrown.
We've got 1 minute, so finish up.
Rather than bringing in timber from Canada, let's grow our own.
Yeah.
We could have mining in Northern California, too. That was at one time a good industry. And tourism. For goodness sake, people love to come up here.
Well, you know, there's tens of billions of dollars spent on tourism in California, of which Northern California gets like 1.5%. Okay. Just getting 3% would add, you know, another $1 billion into our economy. And for some reason, you know, we haven't been able to do that yet. Even as many tourists as we see. Okay. Janet Chandler, thank you very much.
Okay, one final thing. March
14th,
Frontier Senior Center. Doors open at 4 o'clock. Big drawings, auction, great dessert thing, dinner by the Anderson Rotary. Please join us. It's an important facility for all of the county. Great rental facility. Please get 365-3254 or frontierseniorcenter.com.
And let me tell you, we can't be there because we're at another function because there's all these functions going on. But you can also donate. We're going to donate today.
All of your donations.
And you donate through that same
FrontierSeniorCenter.com. It'll take you right to the page where you can use your Square. You can use Venmo. Or I'll come pick up the check. Happy to do that.
Am I going to see you next month, Janet?
If you want to invite me back, I still have more to talk about.
Well, you know what? Yes, to make it simple. Okay, tomorrow, Assemblywoman Heather Hadwick is going to join us at 8, and we've got another surprise at 7 coming in. So have a great day, my friends, and God bless America.
KCNR, Shasta Redding.